Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. Today is another Discover a New Musical edition, where you, the listener, and me, the host, get to learn about a new show together. Now, you all know that I love promoting new shows, and a new show by a Canadian and a fellow Sheridan College grad, I will triple my effort to help promote it to the world. So today we are going to be talking about Wild About You, which has music and lyrics by Chelina Kennedy and book by Eric Holmes. So without further ado, let's welcome Chelina to the show. Welcome. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Like I said, Canadian and fellow grad, I'm going to do whatever I can to get to.
Well, and also thank you so much for the support that you give to new musicals, because that is incredibly important. You know, if people don't know about them, how can they possibly get excited and support them? So
100%. Like when Lin-Manuel comes out with a new show, he has enough help. He doesn't need
it. Yeah. That's
right. Okay. I wouldn't complain.
The rest of us. Yeah. But, totally. Right.
So before we get into that, we want to always get to know the guest a little bit. So I always ask for a 30-second bio. So the question is, who are you in 30 seconds?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me try to do this in 30 seconds. I am an army brat. I grew up all over the world and I went to Sheridan, as you mentioned. And I started off at the Charlottetown Festival. That was my first Equity gig and I played Anna Green Gables. But anyway, I've been an actress for a very, very long time. I was at Stratford and the Shaw Festival. And my first Broadway show was Des McAnuff's Jesus Christ Superstar. That was back in 2012. And that was part of the Stratford season. And then I went on to do Gentleman's Guide, and I did Paradise Square just recently on Broadway. I was Carol King in Beautiful for over 1,200 performances. And that's been pretty much my career. But I've also been developing new work because I'm the artistic producer of Eclipse Theatre Company. And I've been working on a ton of new shows in New York City. And so that's really become my passion is, you know, being in writing, directing, producing new work. And I have an especially fond, big passion for Canadian work because there is so much exciting material and so many amazing artists in our country that that don't get to be seen and don't get to be celebrated. And so part of my passion is also to help them develop new work as well as my own projects.
30, 40 million of us, but how many good shows and how many good writers are there? It's crazy.
Yeah.
The talent base. So yes. Were you always into musical theater growing up, or was that something you discovered a little bit later in life?
No, I mean, I was a dancer growing up, and I loved theater of all sorts. And so, I was very much into music. I guess music would be my number one love. And I played piano since I was 4 years old, and I wrote music. I've been writing music ever since I was a tiny little kid. And, and I was always, it's funny, Rick Fox is a really big mentor and a role model for me, and he was the one who first got me to play my stuff in front of a crowd, and I was terrified. I'd only ever played my songs for my friends sort of in my bedroom, and even then I was shaking. So the first time I played them for him, he was like, oh my gosh, you've got a lot of potential, why don't we do something with all of these songs that you've written? And so we created an album together, and we ended up playing the Metropolitan Room in New York City, which was terrifying. It's like, hey, this is your first gig. But that's what we did. And so anyway, yeah, the creating has always been a big part of my life, since a young age. But yeah, I mean, I sort of did it all, and I've had to kind of focus a bit more specifically in terms of what I want to do.
I'm always curious. We know you went to Sheridan and what happened with your career, but was there anything else you ever interested in? And was there another subject or a line of work you thought, maybe I would have gone into that if only?
Oh my Gosh, a million things. I mean, for a while when I was in high school, I thought I wanted to go into forensics, which is crazy. But then that was short-lived. But, you know, honestly, I've always had a huge passion for animals, animal welfare, and the environment. And I always thought, you know, if I could be somebody who did sort of, you know, rehabilitation, or if I've always wanted to be an activist. I was an activist for a while, you know, and I care deeply, deeply about animal welfare. That's probably my number one passion. So I think if I had done anything else, it would have been something to do with that professionally.
I find a lot of people who go from transition from the acting into the writing also have those other passions because they need to know everything when they're writing and that sort of thing. So
Well, and there's so many wonderful, I mean, that's the thing. I've had the best education in the world just from being an actor, like having to do, I mean, even just recently I was Billie Jean King in at La Jolla, and you know, working with Anna Deavere Smith, she's such an exceptional brain. Like, her mind is extraordinary. And you know, just the amount of material that I had to learn and the books that I had to read just to play Billie Jean King. I mean, that's the thing. I would never know about the WTA. I would never know about women's tennis and the history of women's tennis had I not played that role. And I find that every time I do one of these great parts, it's like you get like a little mini degree in whatever it is that you're doing, which I'm very grateful for.
how is your tennis game? Now I'm curious.
Well, it's not great, and I'm not going to pretend that it is. Like, I've now got good form, and I at least know how to serve, and I know like I serve like this is effective. I do know how to serve, and I'm actually going to go to the U.S. Open in September, and
Wow.
I'm going to, you know, see some, you know, because I think that I probably should see some professional tennis in person, pick up a few pointers. Yeah.
It never hurts. So let's talk about the show, Wild About You. What was the impetus for writing the show in the first place?
Well, it's an interesting story. So I had all of this music, and you know, like I said, I'm the artistic producer of Eclipse Theatre Company. And back when Evan Chichis was the artistic director and Sarah Jean Hosey was the executive director, they approached me. They called me up one day and they were like, "Hey, we think that you should write a song cycle based on your music." And I was like, "Terrible idea. Next." And they were like, "No. We really think that you should, you know, consider this." And I was like, "No, I don't want to do that. I don't know. I don't even know if it would be very good." So I promised them that I would give them a draft, but I said, "If it's terrible, you have to tell me. You can't let me do this if it's going to be terrible." So they're like, "Yeah." So anyway, I ended up working on a first draft, and then it wasn't even a draft, really. It was just a bunch of ideas and monologues and sort of big, you know, ideas, and then sort of gluing the songs together. And then I started working with this wonderful man, Mark Schneider, who was the resident director of Beautiful. And he said, "You know, I have a really good friend who's, you know, he's kind of like a big deal. He's a, you know, TV writer, and he just happens to have a week off. Why don't I give him your music and this outline and just see if he can, you know, if he's got some ideas or if you guys connect or whatever." So anyway, he read the outline. He listened to the music, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, I connect very deeply to this. I love this. I don't know. Yeah, we've never even met, but I would totally want to write it." So he wrote it. It took him about, I think, 48 hours. He wrote the entire script. He sent it to me. I remember sitting on my parents' couch and crying when I read it. I was like, "Who is this person? How does he get me? Like, I've never even met this guy." And he was like, "I want to write this with you." And so it started this partnership. And you know, now we've got like, you know, two or three other musicals that we're writing together because we just adore each other. So it fostered this beautiful friendship and this beautiful partnership with Eric that I could never have even imagined. And that was all thanks to Mark Schneider. So, you know, sometimes you just, I always believe in like the lane of least resistance, and you know that if you just sort of say yes to things and throw them out there, that the right people will land in your path at the right time. And that's what happened. And the same thing with our lead producer, Brian Spector. Like, we were talking at a party and we just really hit it off, and he asked me what I was doing, and I asked him what he was doing, and he was like, "We should keep in touch." And then, lo and behold, he ends up lead producing our musical, and you know, just unbelievable how it all works out.
I've actually had Eric on the show. We were talking about Fly. When...
Oh yes, of course. So you know who I'm talking about. He's
Yeah.
so great, and he's got
Yes.
really, really wonderful projects,
Yeah.
in the works.
So what's the production history look like? When did you start writing it?
So I started writing it, I guess, 5 years ago now, and we did a very private reading just for friends and family and you know, some trusted industry people in New York City. I guess that was 5 years ago now. And then we worked on it. That was when Rick Fox was on board, and we did a concert of it. We did a bunch of different workshops. We did a Birdland concert. We did a concert on Long Island at my father's place. We sort of did a bigger reading there for a certain group of people. We got feedback. A lot of the process has been sort of private readings and feedback, a different private reading for a different group of people, and then different feedback. So we really wanted to get a lot of different opinions from across the board in terms of how this is resonating, how the music. I wrote a ton of music over the last, 5 years. I've sort of rewritten about half the score or more. So there's a bunch of new songs. And then Daniel Edmonds came on board, and he is now the current arranger, and he's the one who's one of the producers on the album, along with Michael Moritz. But he's really added a lot in terms of the musical style. But we didn't have our first industry reading, like proper industry 29-hour reading, until just recently. Because we didn't want to, I mean, again, like the system of creating a new show, it takes years, and you don't want to to present it to anybody until it's ready. Like, you don't want to see your baby when it's still, figuring itself out and trying to figure out what it wants to be. But at Stratford, we did a wonderful sort of concert production or presentation of the show. At that point, it was in its one act format, which is currently sort of act one of the present version of the show. And we did a concert version of that with like some wonderful people, Jen Ryder Shaw, Dan Shamroy, Robert Marcus, like all of these wonderful people. And that gave us a really good chance to take a listen to what we had and listen to the music and gauge audience reaction, so we could therefore go away, write the entire thing. It turned into a two act. We knew what we wanted to do to fix it. So basically, it's sort of been this like very long 5, 6 year development that ended in this 29-hour reading for the industry. And that's when we got our lead producer. We got a ton of investors on board. We got a lot of our materials together, and now we're off to the races.
It's funny because people don't understand who aren't in the business that you're actually, once you have the musical done, you've actually written like two and a half musicals because of the changes
Oh
and the
my goodness.
rewrites and everything. Isn't it crazy?
Oh yeah, I mean, the whole thing, it's so funny because it was Olivia's story, and it started out, and then it was became then we rewrote it for like her son Billy, and then it became Billy's musical. And then we're like, well, we got to choose, and then we chose one or the other, and then we realized, no, it's about both of them. And that's when it became the two act musical, where it's about both the mother and the son. It's with gorgeous. I mean, Eric has done such a beautiful job. Like, I think everybody can relate to this relationship, because we're all either a child or a parent or something, but those relationships, there's something in there that everybody can see themselves in, I think. Whether you're the husband, or the her, or the son, or whatever, like, people see themselves in all of the characters in different ways. And I mean, that's the other thing too, is we really wanted it to be relatable. We wanted the music to be something that everybody could, that was emotional and that people could respond to in a visceral way. And then we wanted the story to be something that people felt that they could really, really connect to on a personal level. So yes, and so now, like, we're doing this concept album with like these huge stars. I'm just so unbelievably excited about that. I mean, we just yesterday recorded Jesse Mueller and Aisha Jackson, and oh my God, Sweet Rachel. My goodness, we've got this wonderful child on the album, and we've got so many great people. We've got Catherine McPhee. So it's sort of beyond my wildest dreams in terms of the star power. Like, Joaquina Calicango, she's unbelievable. She just, I mean, we were in Paradise Square together. She just won the Tony. I mean, she's unbelievable. So we're very, very lucky.
Yeah, you have a who's who on that album because I was looking at the who's performing on it. An incredible, incredible list of people. How did you approach them? Did you approach them personally? Was it a PR team, or how did you go about getting a hold of people to join you?
Yeah, well, I mean, Daniel Edmonds, our arranger, who's also a very good friend, he's also pals with Leah Salonga, but they've worked together professionally for quite a while, and he's actually written for her, I believe. And so, that was sort of that connection. I mean, I'm friends with Alex Newell, and I think Alex knows a couple of the other people as well on the team. And so it's just a matter of, sometimes you give them a heads up. You say, hey, we're really interested in you for the project. Our team's reaching out to your management. But it's a nice personal connection because they know that it's coming from you, and then they can tell their management, oh, I really want to do this, so that it doesn't have to take, 3 or 4 weeks for them to get back to you. They're already excited about it. So for the most part, there was a personal connection with most of these people. Like, I know Jesse, obviously, from Beautiful. And the people were very, Jen Colella, like, she is going to sound phenomenal on this album. Like, there's just so many wonderful people. And we were just lucky that they were all excited to be a part of it. I mean, I'm the same way. Like anytime anybody asks me to be a part of something brand new, I'm like, of course I want to be a part of it. Like I just did a recording, like 7 tracks for a brand new musical happening in New York. And I was thrilled that they asked me. I mean, and it's not even about the money or whatever. You just want to be a part of something that's like, you know, being launched. And I also think when there's other names like that attached, like everybody wants to be alongside really great people. And so the wonderful thing was that some of these great people agreed, you know, right off the bat. And then that's exciting for the rest of the artists to want to, you know, to join because, you know, they want to be featured alongside these other wonderful people like Paul Nolan as well, you know, Jackie Burns. Like there's so many great people.
So obviously you've been in the studio before because you've recorded albums and things like that. But what's it like to watch your show being performed by these people in a, in the studio?
It is unbelievable. Like yesterday, oh my goodness. And I'm not, usually with my music, I'm not emotional at all because it's my stuff. And I try to be very, you know, clinical about it. And, you know, so because I don't want to miss things. So I'm like, oh my gosh, we're doing such a good, like, I just want to be very business. And let me tell you, Jesse Mueller hit a couple notes and I just like fell apart. And I never do that. And Daniel is the same as me, very, very professional and just keeps it together at all times. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm crying. And I was just writing, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, just through the phone. It was just so beautiful. So yeah, it's surreal. I also think like it's funny, I was saying to Daniel last night, like I have a very, you know, particular style when it comes to pop. I'm much more of a, I'm less of an R&B person, more of a pop singer. When it comes to that, I'm also classically trained, so I've got a particular kind of timbre to my voice. But I often write for voices like Ayesha Jackson or like Melissa O'Neill, like gritty and soulful and very R&B. So it's funny because I do these demos and I'm all trying to be like them, and it's like it's not. It's really like to hear them actually go into the studio and kill it, like just like hit it out of the park. I mean, Ayesha Jackson is such an incredible vocalist. Like I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, you just have to trust these artists that they know what they're doing and let them run with it because their instincts are brilliant.
Well, we
Yeah.
know you're in the studio recording it. Is there a timeline when people be like be able to get it? Is do you have an idea at least?
Yes, we're setting our release date for the album in October. So I'm hoping that, you know, at some point after that in the late fall, I believe is when, you know, we're going to obviously have a party and celebrate it, and then we'll go off into our big concerts and try to sort of promote the album and starting in the UK and then in New York. So that'll be really fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it and putting it on the station, getting into rotation and having people listen to it. I'm always curious. The name of the show is Wild About You, but it's gone through other incarnations, the name of the show.
Yes,
And I'm
it
always curious. It's like
has.
naming your child and then having to rename your child. Like, how is that process
Yeah.
for you? Did it just seem natural to change it, or was it a difficult decision?
It's sort of like having you know, that's an interesting way of putting it, because it's sort of almost like having like a famous child who's not famous yet. And you know, and because like there's another famous child around the block who's named the same thing, and then you go, oh my gosh, well, if my child ends up booking that commercial, I don't want that child to be named, you know, whatever it is, you
Yeah.
know, Xavier from down the street. So, you know, it's like the branding is so important. I mean, we have this incredible, you know, Clinton Barnes is doing our marketing and our branding, and he's just brilliant. And so, you know, and Brian Spector also is very, you know, knowledgeable about branding. And so it's so important, like, what are we saying, you know, with the imagery and with the title? And so at first we called it was Call It Love, and that was sort of one of the lyrics in the show is there's a song called I Wouldn't Call It Love. And so we thought, oh, that seems like a natural fit. But then, you know, people weren't wild about it, and so we ended up going with Without You, which is the title of a song. But then we realized there's another musical called Without Her, and it's exactly the same font, and it's just like the
No.
cheerier version of our show. And then our show was like this blue, like wah, 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 without you. It just seemed like a real downer. And I'm like, no one's gonna come see Without You, especially with the sad brother to this other show. So we had a big meeting about it, and we rebranded it because we wanted it to be sexy. Like the thing is, the show is full of humor, full of love. I mean, it's also there's some very emotional and sad moments in it, but there's a lot of lightness and there's a lot of sexiness. Like that's the part that we weren't getting across, is that the Wild About You song is like in a club and it's about these like people who are really excited about each other, and that is so much of the show. And we didn't w Like, if I'm going to go see a show, I want to go see something that is like catchy and fun. And if I'm going to bring people there, like, I don't want to bring them to like a, you know, obviously if you go see a really tough play, that's one thing, you know what you're signing up for. But if you go to see a musical that's mostly fun and really enjoyable, you want that to be represented in the advertising. So we felt like that title and that imagery of the heart exploding kind of gave us both of those things, like the depth of it and that there is some heaviness to it, but that there's also a lot of sexiness and fun appeal.
Well, congratulations on getting the show on its feet, the album that's coming up, and wherever it's going in the future. I look forward to hearing about it and helping promote it.
Thank you so much.
But before we go, do you have anything else going on? Is there anything else you want to promote that you're allowed to talk about?
Oh, well, yeah, thank you. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about any of it, to be honest. Yeah, I wish I could tell you more. Like, there's also things that I, you know, I'm looking forward to telling you about Wild About You that we know are happening in the future that I just can't sort of reveal yet. But, you know, I'm hoping to, you know, get back to New York with a couple of things. I mean, obviously, Love All. You know, I'm hoping that there's a really great future for that show. And I'm just sort of hoping that we're going to find out about where that's going soon, because it's a really important story. There's some other writing projects that I'm involved with at the moment that I'm excited about. And when I, you know, when I can tell you more, I will.
I know. That's the problem. I ask that question knowing sometimes I'm going to get nothing. But what
well, you know, and obviously I'm dying to share it, but I can't. I know. Really. Yeah.
So how do people get to know more about the show? Is there a website, social media, about yourself, about Eclipse?
Yes, there is. So you can go to Wild About You Musical, Instagram, the website. You can go to my Instagram. My website is at shalinakennedy.com or .ca. And same thing, Instagram handle is at Shalina Kennedy, or, you know, Wild About You Musical. You can go check it out. And then, of course, Brian Spector as well is our lead producer, and he's at Kiaka Productions. So you can find him, and he is great at sharing everything to do with Wild About You.
Again, thank you for coming on. Congratulations. Like I said, because of those three things, Canadian and new and Sheridan, I'm going to be promoting the heck out of it.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate it tremendously. And you're so kind. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. We were just speaking with Shalina Kennedy, the writer of music and lyrics for Wild About You. Watch for the world premiere recording coming out in October of 2023. All right, tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion that is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.